Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. Well, after the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. I'm glad you're here. Dario Priolo is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Don't you just love that name, Dario Priolo? It reminds me of our buddy Giovanni Cortolo. It's one of those great names. I'm assuming it's Italian and just kind of rolls off the tongue. Dario is a new friend, but he's a member of an organization who are old friends of ours, the folks over at Profiles International. And Jim Sebastiu and all the other folks over there at Profiles. Well, Dario is Chief Marketing Officer and Managing Director over there, and he's with us right now because they've recently conducted a study, a survey with some information that I think you and I can benefit from, and we're going to see what he has to say. Dario, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Nice to be here.
It's good to have you here. It's good to have a new friend among an old friend.
It's great to be here. Thank you so much.
You guys conducted a survey, a very important study on how organizations get restructured, how they redeploy and recover, how they're doing this in the face of this economy we're going through, and you asked them 10 questions. You came up with 10 questions, and would you like to tell us how you decided, how you came up with the list of questions? We're obviously not going to have enough time to go over all of them. We'll post these on our website, by the way, if you like for us to, and I'm sure you guys will too. But how did you decide on these 10 questions?
Yeah, well, we noticed that a lot of our clients, you know, were coming to us and asking us some pretty difficult questions around, you know, the fact that they had to start making some difficult decisions to
right.
restructure their workforces in order to be more competitive and survive through this economic downturn.
Right.
So just through our client services teams, you know, we sort of had a number of recurring questions that a number of clients were asking. But then what we did is, you know, we have a very large pool of experts in our organization. We have about 700 distributors around the country. And we took that opportunity to sort of pull them and to ask them what some of the top questions they were getting from their customers. And through that exercise, we boiled it down to the top 10 questions that we think every organization should be asking themselves when it comes to, you know, making decisions around, you know, making their organization more efficient in order to,
right.
to survive through the short term, but also, you know, not to cut the fat, but not to cut the muscle.
Right.
Because, you know, we don't expect this downturn to last forever.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just look at some of the demographic trends, you know, you still know that a large number of baby boomers are retiring. You know, and just 18 months ago, we were talking about the war for talent and that we'd have
right.
all these shortages. We
right.
still don't see that going away in the long term. So we wanted to, you know, again, identify, I think, the 10 most significant questions that every organization should be asking themselves as they go through some of these, you know, restructuring efforts so that they can survive short-term but don't completely cut themselves off from long-term.
Well, this is the challenge of a small business, small to medium-sized businesses. We have to be so much more. I mean, I've heard about bank CEOs, you know, being told on Friday that they need to cut expenses, and by Sunday they'd already decided. They just did the math. They didn't look at units or people. They just did the math. Okay, how many? You know, at what level? If we look at these categories of employees, how many people will we have to lay off to overcome this loss? And you know, they'd say 1,800 people. Okay, so announce that on Monday. We're going to cut 1,800 people. So for small and medium businesses, we have to go through these things, you know, piece by piece, person by person, unit by unit, and make sure we aren't putting ourselves into a situation from which we can't recover.
Absolutely. And I think especially in the case of small and mid-sized businesses, there's also, you know, people may not realize, but there's a legal liability as well. You know, and one of the big findings that we had was that, you know, if you're not applying a consistent selection process as you go through you know, the decision-making process, if it's not, you know, if you can't justify it, you know, you actually put yourself in the position of being sued.
Yeah, and that environment is not going to get better. It's going to get worse.
That's for sure.
Let's talk about some of the questions. The first question was, I'm going to read this first question, so, and Dario, I'm going to let you respond to it. Know how each job supports the organization's key objectives. Now, what did your folks tell you about that?
Yeah, well, you know, a large number, in fact, I think it was 76% of our respondents were uncertain just about how each job in their company actually supports the company's key objectives.
Mm, that's a bad number, isn't it?
It is. It's a large number, larger than we expected.
Really? I'm not surprised at that.
Yeah, I think it's interesting, you know, because there are so many moving parts in an organization. You know, and even a small mid-sized business, people get busy. You know, the ownerships and the senior managers, they get busy with things. And
well, the thing is, in a smaller company, Dario, everybody is cross-trained to do other jobs. And when you've got that much cross-training on, after a while, you forget who's actually responsible for that.
Absolutely.
And that's not the case. I mean, in a big company, you know, they've got, every division has its own vice president and senior and second vice president and, you know, 16 managers for how to decide what color paint we're going to have in our buildings. You know, that kind of thing. It's small,
absolutely.
It's not like that in small business.
I think in a small business, the challenge is almost, you know, at times, what do you stop doing? You know,
right.
Identifying the activities that are truly core and really add, you know, high value to the organization and to your objectives. And it's almost like, you know, sometimes you have to make a choice of, you know, do I want this person, you know, do I still need this person in their job? But I think sometimes you have to take a step back even further and ask yourself, you know, what are the activities that we're doing today that are not really adding value? And that can be really challenging
to make
sometimes.
Sure that the, some of this cross training that you're doing is no longer maybe not even be relevant again. But are you telling folks to take a moment and don't stop being cross trained, but just redefine who's in charge of what area?
Yes, and I think also define what exactly you're trying to accomplish, and making sure that those objectives, you know, help you drive your business.
You've heard me say this before, folks. It's okay to fall in love with what you do, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it. Maybe how you did it 2 years ago is no longer relevant. And if you're still doing it that way, then you're just doing it for your own benefit and not for your customers. And folks, that's a plan for failure. 20 after the hour. We got a few more questions that we're going to cover with our new friend, Dario Priolo. He's with Profiles International. Here's Steely Dan to take us out. Back, it's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, little ZZ Top, bringing us back. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you very much for using it. We'll follow you home if you want us to just send you stuff. We'll send you our newsletter on Sunday afternoon. We'll send you our blog whenever we have a new post. You can subscribe to any of the articles or archives that we have there. If you want new stuff, we'll send you that. We'll follow you home, or you can just come and hang out with us. At smallbusinessadvocate.com. If you got 5 seconds, you got 1 minute, 3 minutes, 15 minutes, we got something that will help you. Dario Priolo, by the way, if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame on Twitter. Dario Priolo, P-R-I-O-L-O, is his last name, managing director and chief marketing officer at Profiles International. He's with us, and Dario, tell us a little bit about Profiles.
Yeah, well, Profiles International is one of the world's largest employee testing and assessment companies. So we have all sorts of, you mentioned technology, very sophisticated instruments to help companies improve the employees that they select, help them to identify where they should focus their training and development resources to help those employees, and also to help manage those employees' performance on an ongoing basis. So what's interesting is that although there's a lot of, you know, high tech kind of behind the scenes, the product that we produce, the actual end result, is really intended to be used by business owners and line executives. They're written in the reports that are written in plain English, and you know, you really don't need you don't need a PhD in psychology,
right,
or industrial psychology in order to interpret
they're very effective tools to make sure that you don't make a bad hire, because the only thing more expensive than not having anybody to fill a position is to have the wrong person in that position.
You got that right.
It's a bad deal. But you know, it can be a little dangerous there, Dario. I turned one of those on myself, and it told me I should fire the boss. So that was a little that was a little scary on that one. I don't want to take that on myself anymore. Hey Dario, let's talk about we're talking about the study, the study that they did recently, folks, Profiles did on how companies are reorganizing and questions that they should be asking themselves. Another question is, are you using objective evaluation criteria based on known performers in that job? In other words, explain what you mean by that. Why is that an important question to ask?
Yeah, I think why it's so important, Jim, is that, you know, kind of in times of economic distress as we've gone through, you know, organizations need to make difficult decisions. And I think what we find is that, you know, you have to make very difficult decisions, but emotions are extremely high and anxiety is extremely high. And people go into self-preservation mode. So, for example, if you're a business owner and you ask one of your managers, you know, we have to make some difficult decisions, who should stay and, you know, who do we need to, let go,
mm-hmm.
In many cases, it wouldn't be unusual for that manager maybe not to make the best decision because
right.
of emotional ties.
Well, we've all seen that. We've all seen people who we knew somebody was going to get the axe. And we couldn't believe that who they axed when there was some lesser performer who skated through, and that we all thought should have been the one to go, and it turned out it was somebody else that was actually performing. We've all seen that happen.
Absolutely, it could be the fishing buddy.
Yeah, exactly, or somebody who knows something. Who knows what it might be? But the thing is, and that's as they would have said 100 years ago, that's a heck of a way to run a railroad.
Right.
Yeah. So you need to make sure you know why, if you're having to make cuts, if you're having to make adjustments or move people around. You know, this might not be about cuts, right, Dario? This might be about transferring people or reassigning people. It could be that way.
Absolutely.
I mean, this doesn't have to be bad news, just news, right?
Yes. Definitely, because, you know, we all see it in organizations. You know, there are some people that are working, you know, 60 hours a week, and other people don't have enough to keep them busy.
Of the 10 questions, pick another one, and let's talk about that for a second, that you think is really important.
Sure. I think another one is about applying a consistent selection process to all candidates.
Hmm. Now, everybody's going to say, oh, I do that, but do we really?
Well, you know, unless you have your process documented, and unless you have, again, kind of getting back to some of this objective criteria to help
mm-hmm.
support your decisions,
mm-hmm.
You're almost exposing yourself. You know, whenever an employee is let go, I mean, obviously it's emotional for both the employer and the employee, but, you know, there's much lower risk at that time for the employee to take legal action against the employer.
Right. Right.
And I think in the spirit of wanting to, make a good decision, B, treat people fairly, but C, also, you know, protect yourself from...
What do you think about for a small business to bring in an appropriate number of people in the company to help make certain decisions? Maybe not to lay people off. That might be too much to ask some other people. But from a standpoint of reorganization, bring them in and get their feedback and get them to actually to lead the process. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think the more that the people that you're going to rely on to help drive your business going forward, you know,
right.
the more that they're a part of some of these tough decisions,
right.
I think the more bought in they'll be.
Get them to help you make the plan so it becomes their plan. They're going to have to lead it, right?
Excellent, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Dario, thank you for being here. Give us the website, please.
Yes, www.profilesinternational.com.
And can they find this study there?
Yes.
Absolutely. And we'll post it on our website as well. Hey, thanks, Dario, for being here. Say hi to Jim and Karen for us.
Will do, Jim. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
Thank you. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.